Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and sponsored by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, fashion, cooking, outdoor living, and so much more. Now, let's bring on the host. Here's Leslie Lovell.
Hi, welcome to Home Sweet Home. This is Leslie Lovell, your host, and I'm sitting here with Linda Piana, who's co-hosting today. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
And we are also sitting here with Christine Roberto of Blinko Window Fashions. She's my window fashion guru. And I just want to say welcome, Christine.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies.
And we are going to talk window fashion first today, but just want to tell you a little bit about our show. We broadcast live on KLAV 1230am.com on your internet computer. So if you go to that and hit listen live, you can listen to the show. And we also are archived on VegasLNetRadio.com. So all of our shows, Christine, this one will take about a week or so to get archived if you want to go to that. But VegasLNetRadio.com, and you can listen to any of the shows from November of last year,
which is great.
Mm-hmm. We did do some fabulous shows so far and with some political figures. And I believe Mark Hutchinson, who is running for state senate, will be on our show next week talk about the election. Yes, which will be great. Kendall Tenney, who used to be a broadcaster on TV, has arranged that for us for the show, which we are very grateful for. So our show is called Home Sweet Home, and it's all about interior design, fashion, beauty, cooking, outdoor living, current events, cultural events, all the things we can do in Las Vegas to make our lifestyle better. Linda and I have a very positive attitude about life, and we share it with our listeners, and we get the most beautiful emails and phone calls about how fun it is to just lighten your day and not worry about all this crazy stuff going on in the world, even though we know it exists.
Sure. And I'm so happy we make other people happy.
Yes, happy is what we are.
Do I get to stay?
Yes, you can stay. We're going to talk about a lot today, but I want to tell the audience about Christine Roberto. She has been my rep for Blinko, and I buy all of my window fashions from them, talking about mostly blinds and all different kinds. And for a while there, I wasn't selling too many, a lot of draperies. I'm still selling draperies, but over blinds. But she's got some new products out there that I absolutely fell in love with. And one of them is called a gliding panel, which she's going to talk about. They kind of replace that look of vertical blinds, which I would really never cared for myself.
Sure.
Yeah, but Christine, why don't you tell us some of the new products you have?
Sure. Well, we have many products. I mean, everything for the window from, you know, a very, very inexpensive 1-inch aluminum mini blind, which, by the way, has seen a little bit of an insurgence over the years with more of a modern take. But everything from, you know, very inexpensive 1-inch aluminum mini blinds to wood blinds, faux wood blinds, which are very, very popular in the Southwest area due to the elements and the heat. So you get that wood look and that warm and cozy look without the element of wood in your window. Vertical blinds are a necessary evil throughout the window covering world. Not a lot of people are too thrilled with window covering verticals because they've had a bad rap over the past. Mm-hmm. And we actually do a wonderful vertical blind and many, many selections, many patterns, and you can actually cover your sliding glass doors very affordably and quite beautifully with a quality headrail system. So that's important when you talk about a vertical blind, that you actually do something that's quality, not an apartment grade type vertical blind. But
yes.
One of the most common questions consumers ask for sliding glass doors is, what else can they do besides a vertical blind? Mm-hmm. And there are many, many solutions. We have an entire line of fabrics. So you can do beautiful fabrics on a beautiful, you know, drapery pole. But there's also a product called gliding panels. And what you can do is actually have, you know, different size panels that just kind of traverse back and forth smoothly. And they just look so beautiful and they're fashion oriented. And the possibilities are endless because you can do screened materials, bamboo materials, woven woods, fabrics, shears, stripes, damasks, anything you can possibly imagine. The possibilities are endless, which kind of leads me to not always doing what the masses are doing. You know, home is where you go every day to express yourself and unwind, you know, and you can make your windows ordinary you can also make them extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And the window treatments you hang in your interior displays your personality, your fashion, your style. So,
yeah. Well, there's the gliding panels sound like they're very sturdy.
They are.
And would you necessarily, if you wanted the full range of your window open, would you have it extended on one side where you can slide all the panels over?
Sure.
See the whole, yeah.
You know, that would be optimum if you can actually get a complete clear view. If you have the wall space to allow you to do that, you would just simply have it just extend beyond your window.
That. Yeah, they're beautiful, and I have to show you the brochure.
Okay,
they're gorgeous.
I would love that.
Yeah,
and
they're gorgeous.
They seem like they would be very sturdy. And Christine, I have one other quick question. What is so different about the new verticals as opposed to those awful ones that I used to have?
You know, maybe I misspoke. It's not just that they're new.
Yeah.
There's always been a range of quality available to the market. It's just, you know, for the longest time, it was, you know, the big box stores that would sell the very inexpensive, cheap, low quality PVC verticals on a very inferior headrail system. They have the different gauge of thicknesses on your materials provide you with the sturdiness and the stability, the sustainability you need in a vertical blind, the protection that you need from the elements, the sun. If you have a very thin gauged material, PVC vertical material, it's going to almost illuminate in the sun. Sometimes even gets little pinholes in it and will just kind of disintegrate over time. But if you deal with a quality PVC that has the properties of the UV inhibitors that are necessary to prevent it from becoming yellowed or warping in the sun, you know, it can stay beautiful forever. And the headrail system is key. Our headrail system that we utilize has the tightest stacking in the industry. So talking about being able to get it out of the way, perfect. You can get it nice and tight. It's a smooth traversing system. You're not going to have your louvers or your veins snap out of place all the time and breaking at the top. And so that's pretty much the difference.
Good.
That's great. I want to talk to you about how important the headrail system is because I've been selling
boring but important. Yes,
I know. Well, people need to know that when you see different prices of blinds out there, like, you know, Instant Blinds. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to use that company.
Good one. I don't think there is
an Instant Blind because I don't want to make fun of anyone, of course. But you know, Instant. You can get them immediately. Okay, that's a little scary to me because I want to know that if I'm going to spend money, I'm going to spend it in the best way.
That's right.
And if I'm going to buy blinds for my home that are going to get constant use. I mean, touching those cords and wands every single day to open and close to get light filtering through to my house. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I have a headrail system where all the mechanics of the blind are that is excellent, so that if I use it 10,000 times, I'm going to get the same results, right?
That's true. Absolutely. Good. You know, that holds true within the entire collection at Blinko Window Fashions. We have actually our own line of proprietary products that we manufacture and distribute, and everything that we have put into our blinds has the utmost quality attached to it. We offer a lifetime warranty on just about everything that we provide. So you're really going to have, you know, the best tilting mechanisms, the smoothest traversing systems, the best nylon cord that you can use in the industry, the best bracketing systems. There's so much that goes into what makes a blind or a drapery a quality piece. You know, the cleanability, the wearability, you know, there's so much that goes into it. And the warranty that's available to you, lifetime warranty, as long as it was manufactured and used in the proper fashion, it really is a hard, fast warranty. And it actually means something. We've been in Vegas since 1986, and we're not going anywhere. We're constantly in new developmental stages where we're bringing on new products, you know, going in the way of technology. So, you know, you can feel comfortable to, you know, to deal with your clients, Leslie, and you're providing them with a quality product they're not going to have to worry about.
Exactly.
Yes, it's worth a few more dollars. It absolutely
really
is.
It truly is.
But think in terms of your flooring. I mean, you live with your flooring. You don't hesitate to purchase flooring and make it be something you're going to love. You know that it may cost you a little bit more money to get exactly what you love. You can do that with your windows as well.
And I think, you know, Christine, over the years, I've done literally hundreds and hundreds of homes and offices. And I've lost count many, many years ago. But what I must say is that I always sell a quality product, and I'll tell you why. I don't get phone calls, people calling me and telling me something's broken. You know what I get phone calls about? other people's blinds. Yes. And they go, Leslie, you might sell this type of blind, but can you come and fix it? And I say, you know what? Did I sell it to you? And they say, no. But and I'll always call my installer, who is a doll, and I'll say, would you go over to Mrs. Jones' house or whatever and see if you can fix that blind for her? And he's such a pumpkin. I love that guy. Good. And he charges a small trip charge, but if he can fix it, he will. Sure. If he can't, he's really honest with the customer and will say, it's time for a new blind. And, the head rail system may not be what you expected.
Sure.
Because they might only have it 3 or 4 years, but they have children that constantly play with the cords. And you want to say something about Child Safety Month also.
Yes, October is Child Safety Month. We have taken pains to eliminate any cord loops that can be visible on a blind. Actually, it's dictated through the Consumer Safety Division of the Window Covering Products. Actually, the Window Covering Product Division of the Consumer Safety Coalition, but they have dictated that cords can no longer have loops where we can avoid and prevent child strangulation, which has become a problem.
So scary. But
We've also taken it a step further, and we've developed in our line cordless shades where you can eliminate the cords entirely, which are so clean and sleek.
Really?
Yeah, it's really nice.
You just kind of touch them
and they just move up and pull
they
them
are
down.
They way cool.
You don't have unsightly cords dangling around and cleats attached to your wall and clips. You can actually just eliminate that entirely.
On certain products, of course.
You can do roller shades, which roller shades are actually really popular right now.
Yeah, they're coming back.
Yes, there's so many beautiful looks. Yeah. But they're kind of unassuming. They're very slim line. They sit back nicely. They kind of go away. They cover large spaces of windows. Clean.
Yeah.
Clean, and especially if you live in a high-rise tower or if you have a beautiful view that you don't want obstructed, you can do a nice roller shade in a solar material, and it just reduces the glare but does not obstruct your view. You could do those cordless as well. So,
is it set inside the window?
Either way,
itself?
It can
either
be.
Way,
yeah,
okay.
That's kind of nice. It's just so slim.
That's so nice.
It's sleek. Yeah, it's nice.
And you don't have to. You know, you can have your window coverings all the way up. Mm-hmm. And if you have a nice view outside of trees or a golf course or a beautiful pool area, you want to have that nice view of the backyard. Maybe a waterfall you see from the backyard. You know,
cellular shades can come cordless.
I want a view from a waterfall.
Me too. Me too. I know. You also talked a little bit about motorized blinds not being as expensive as we think.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. Years ago, motorized shades were only for the very elite and the mansions and the performers of the world in Hollywood. But they've actually come so far over the years where they're available to your home. Everybody, actually, you can get them battery operated, where you'll have a motor in your shade or your blind, and it will be powered up by a battery filled wand, if you will, or a plug-in. You can actually plug it right in. The battery wand just basically, everybody's afraid to have to change out their batteries. It's really not that big of a deal. You just unscrew the wand and dump out the batteries and put new batteries in. And, the life of the batteries will last as it just depends on, your usage on those particular blinds or shades. It's become available, and it's something that appeals to a lot of men because they get to play with the remote controls.
Oh, another remote. They have controls.
Another remote. You can do wireless wall switches as well that can override each other. There are sun sensors you can put on your window to have your blinds or shades move whenever the sun comes around.
Wow.
I mean, there's lots of different options. Yeah.
It reads your mind.
Yeah.
High windows, though.
That's mostly
Because you can't reach them. I finally learned how to put the batteries in my Swiffer. I am so proud of myself.
In your what?
In my Swiffer. You know, the floor thing that you clean with. Well, I was pushing the little button for the little stuff to come out, get it floor wet and stuff, and I went,
is it hard to change the battery?
Well, no, not for most people. But anyway, I picked it up and I went, hey, this is not a girl job. I hate when the man's not around to change a battery or something or a light bulb or something. I just totally freak out. And I played with it for like 10 minutes, but I got it. And guess what else I did?
What?
You're going to be so proud of me. I actually put a new vacuum together.
Really? Now that's something
I've
never
done. But I
only
cursed about 26 times.
It's just an average
Monday. They
make
you put it together when you buy a vacuum cleaner?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I swear. I couldn't believe it.
That's not fair.
It's so not fair.
And you have to vacuum, too, after that?
Yeah, and then you have to vacuum. That's the worst part. But so I'm thinking if you could change the batteries in a Swiffer, you could probably do it in your remote control.
Yeah, maybe not you.
Maybe not me, but... most people could.
No, but it's pretty easy, and there's nothing to be afraid of. It's actually not that high tech anymore. It's actually getting to be more and more commonplace. People like it in their master bedrooms.
Sure.
They want to control the sun. They don't want to have to get up. You know, we live in a 24-hour town, so
sure.
Light is a big sensitive issue here. So there's
people
lots of ways
to control. Very late, get up
correct.
Late in the morning
yeah.
for their jobs.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
And having them motorized with a remote by your bedside
yeah.
is quite nice. You,
you know what I don't hear a lot about anymore?
What's
and
I,
maybe because we're not building so much anymore. Smart homes.
Sure.
You know, we're
sure.
like one panel controlled windows and TVs and lights. And mm-hmm. I know they're out there, but.
Oh, sure.
We don't
they're actually,
that
they
much
are actually
about
out there. We do.
Yeah.
We actually do get involved with that as well. You can actually hardwire
yeah.
To your windows and have them automated throughout a control panel.
It's way cool.
And, you know, they can be computerized through a control four system where you can do your security, you can do your lighting.
It's
you can
wonderful.
Do your, and that gets
mm-hmm.
a little bit more involved.
Yeah.
If you don't already have power coming to your windows, mm-hmm. then you do have to have an electrician come in and do a little bit of light wiring. It's not that really even that big of a deal either, but it's just a little bit more involved. And then the
yeah.
expense goes up a little bit more, but it's quite nice.
It
to
is
have
nice.
That.
If you have yeah. a really big home too, it's nice. And you know what's really nice about it? If you program that when you go on vacation, you know, for lights to come on and off and window
sure.
coverings to open
sure.
and close, you know, no one knows you're really not there. And, you know, they can't really, you
that's
know,
true.
Security.
It's a very secure way mm-hmm. to have it done if you can afford to do it,
sure.
you know. So your company does that also?
We do.
Wow.
Yes,
that's good
we
to
do.
Know.
Yeah.
yeah.
And
I
our
like
installers, it. We have a team of installers that go out and will do a measure for you and take care of everything for you from beginning to end.
That's awesome. That is so sounds so much better than going to
yeah.
one of those big box stores
you
that
yeah.
you
know,
that
they have
I've,
a place,
I've gone
they have
to.
A place, but you know, you don't get the expertise. I mean,
no.
You know, our company,
no.
Blinko Window Fashions, we've all kind of been cut in the business. I'm
yeah.
won't tell you how many years, but it's been a long time.
A
and
long time,
you know,
yeah.
we'll bore you to death about window coverings, but we all are experts in some regard. We've all either manufactured them, you know, installed them, which is actually the biggest learning curve when you actually have to put it in yourself and learn
yeah,
what the properties
is.
Are and how it works with your windows. But the expertise, the fact that they're manufactured and made here locally in Las Vegas is big.
Mm.
You know, we get to keep our factory workers working
yeah.
and, you know, raising their families and supporting and,
that's
and
right.
keeping the lights on there.
Oh,
and,
that is great.
You know, that is
and
big.
Some of them you import, though, like from other cities, right?
Well,
in,
we actually, we don't
like
just
manufacture. The Graber line?
Correct.
Graber
we don't just manufacture
yeah.
our own products. We also
right.
manufacture different lines.
Right.
And we also distribute different
right.
lines of products.
Right.
But our own products, mini blinds, vertical blinds,
mm-hmm.
forwards, woods,
mm-hmm.
solar
you
shades, roller shades, cellular shades. We all we manufacture those.
Yeah,
here.
I know those gliding panels come from another place.
They do. They
yeah.
do. Yeah.
Okay, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Are they in the U.S. though? They're in the U.S.
Yeah. yeah. Well, Wisconsin, and then you also have Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I'm
right.
thinking California for some reason.
Multiple factories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few of them though.
Mm-hmm.
You said right. That's great. Yeah. So anyway, I want to talk about the holidays because
yes,
you and
big,
I
big,
were
big.
Discussing that the other day. And people think that they have forever to get blinds and
right.
window coverings for Thanksgiving, but
mm-hmm.
they don't. We really need to get on the ball if we're going to
sure.
start decorating for the holidays and get some new window coverings done and new carpeting or whatever you're looking
yeah.
at because you know, things take a little time to get here.
That's right.
And then you have to get them installed and you have to maybe paint before you do that. Or it's always good to do a fresh coat of paint before you put new window treatments on.
It would be nice. Yeah.
It is nice because you cover up the old holes from
you're
whatever was
snowball.
There before. Yeah, it's the snowball effect. You know, you patch up the old holes where the old window coverings were, you paint
right.
over, and then you do your new window treatments and
sure.
your new flooring and et cetera, et cetera. But it is time. So if our listeners out there are thinking about decorating for the holidays, you need to call me and say, hey, I, you know, I'm sick of my window treatments.
Right.
I want to do something different. And I have a showroom with
right.
Christine. I can bring you to the showroom, which mm-hmm. is wholesale to the trade. But if you come with your designer,
sure.
you can come in and look at all the beautiful window fashions on the walls. They have samples of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see how they operate. Christine will give us a tour and show us how everything works and
absolutely.
Show us all the products. She has her own office there, and it's lovely. And it's open Monday through Friday, right,
correct,
Christine?
Correct. Yeah, if you'll just
yeah.
give Leslie a call at
yep.
Town Center Designs,
yep.
and
yep.
she'll make an appointment with me, and we'll take you through the different products. But yes, time is kind of the essence now, especially if you want to do fabrics
yeah.
or shutters even.
Yeah,
it's time crunch.
Oh, I found that out 1 year.
Yeah.
I wanted my house decorated for Thanksgiving,
right.
or I wanted... new well I was ordering a new couch
right
and I was doing all this stuff and it's like when is it going to arrive well the middle of December. So, you have to prepare.
You have to plan ahead.
And
the thing is, everyone wants it for Thanksgiving or Christmas. They've heard, the factories have heard this only 100 years. They know this, and that's why they tell us all the time, please prepare. Get everything ordered by October 15th if you can, because we need time. And furniture, it's actually too late. For the holidays, really? Well, yeah, it's 8 weeks, and then you have the time to get it from the factory to Las Vegas.
October 3rd?
Yeah, it's almost too late because what do you want your sofa coming like the day before Christmas? I mean, you got your tree up and you're waiting for your sofa. I mean,
your guests are already there. Yeah, you've already had your holiday parties.
And, so. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. So I think we have to prepare for these things and realize that things take time to make custom if you want it custom made. And a lot of what Christine's company does is custom.
Everything is custom
because you're making it for a particular
size windows,
particular color, particular fashion. I mean, there's a lot of decision making to do.
By the time you select it and choose it and then get it ordered and it's manufactured and then it's installed.
Yeah.
It's a process, depending on the products. I mean, there are some products that don't take that long. If you're just doing a simple faux wood blind a simple cellular shade, you can actually get those fairly quick. But it's when you want to do, some side panels to dress up your windows or, a shutter, they take time.
Well, I will say this. I do a lot of custom homes I want to say that I really like doing the custom stuff for the custom homes because that house deserves a custom product.
Yes.
When you put a less expensive product in a beautiful custom home, it really looks it.
Sure.
And, you've got this gorgeous home with beautiful cabinets, beautiful floors. Compromising the window treatments is not a good idea.
Right.
I mean, they're great if you want to do little apartments and, little track homes that are, maybe a 2 or 3 bedroom and you want to use a less expensive product. But when it comes to really nice homes and you're really decorating a beautiful room or rooms, you really want to get a quality product that will show your windows off and make them look fabulous.
Well, they also make a very small home or a small condo.
Right.
Much more beautiful.
Oh, you can dress it up.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. It makes it.
So anything we want to add, honey?
Pictures.
Pictures. Yes. Thank you. If you go to our Facebook/homesweethomeradio.com address, you will find photos of some of Christine's products on there. And go ahead, Christine.
We also have our Facebook page as well. It's Blinko Window Fashions.
Oh, okay.
And you can go on. We actually just started developing that Facebook page, but there is a good amount of pictures already loaded on there that you can get some ideas. There's some beautiful, beautiful products out there. I sent Leslie some really cool pictures of some accent pieces and some beautiful ideas that you could do as room dividers and the Swarovski crystal fabric is just so beautiful.
Boy,
it's
gorgeous.
Just a sheer fabric that just has crystals hand sewn
really?
Into it.
It's so
dress up
beautiful.
Really,
I mean, it's
just
so,
like that.
Yeah, it's so
very
gorgeous.
A la Vegas.
I love Vegas, but so what? It's beautiful,
I know,
right?
I'd like that in a bathroom.
Oh,
yeah.
Me too. It's so pretty.
Isn't
the
it
way
pretty?
When the light hits it just right.
Yeah.
Oh, stunning.
Gorgeous,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take one of those.
Yeah,
sold.
I'll take 10 of those. Well, Christine, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show and educating us a little. And Christine will give us the tour if we go to her company in Las Vegas, and she will show us all the new products out there so you can get an education firsthand. You don't have to have someone come to you with books and books of samples.
Sure.
You can actually go to the beautiful showroom, have a little lunch with me, maybe a glass of vino, and we'll shop. And we'll talk.
I get to join you on that one.
Right? Okay. Thanks again, Christine,
thank
from Blinko Window Fashions.
And
we hope to see you again soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
We're going to take a little break from our show, Home Sweet Home Talk Radio, 12:30 a.m. on your dial, and we'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Leslie Lovell, host of the Home Sweet Home Show and owner of Town Center Interior Design. It's the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holiday season. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Have you thought about some new window treatments or new carpeting or flooring? Maybe a fresh coat of paint with an exciting new color? How about some new accessorizing for your home? I'll tell you all about the latest trends in interior design and put a fresh face on your home for the holidays. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com or call our office at 702 702- 202-242-2395 for a complimentary interior design consultation. 702-242-2395. Happy decorating!
If you're a beginning student, or if you're coming back to the piano to brush up on your skills, Linda Piana is the professional piano coach for you. If you want to play by ear or read music, whether you're a child, teen, or adult, Linda Piana will show you how to teach yourself to play.
Hi, I'm Linda Piana. I'd love to teach you the art of playing piano. All you need is a desire to play and time to practice your art. Please call me at 702-370-2377.
Learn the art of playing piano. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377.
You ready, Leslie?
I am. Home is where you hang your hat when you're walking through your door. Home is where you put your feet up, kick your shoes off on the floor.
Home is where you pull the shades as the sun sets in the west. Let's toast the life we're living and the place we love the best. Here's to home, sweet home, nothing better than home, sweet home. Can't wait to get home, sweet home, where you're the king of the castle, the lady of the house.
Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back with Home Sweet Home. I'm Leslie Lovell, and Linda Piana is co-hosting today.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Linda. And we just had fun with Christine Roberto. Mm-hmm. She's so good at educating us on window fashion. I'll tell you, I don't know a person that is more knowledgeable about new product and how it operates. And it's so nice to have someone like that in your life that you don't, you know, if you have a question, you can get it answered in the right way and quickly.
And the great thing about her is that she knows how to cover windows in Las Vegas.
Yes. She's had experience so many years here. Yeah. And, you know, that is a big issue out here because we have that brutal sun that bleaches all our furniture and our carpets. And people think that, you know, oh, I won't cover it this summer. And then they go, oh, my God, there's yellow spots all over my carpet. What happened? The sun. It's sad. You know, it's so expensive to replace it, you know. I just want to talk a little bit about area rugs and the impact they make in a room. At the World Market Center, there's a company called Nurisan, and they also carry a line of Calvin Klein rugs, which is just beautiful. And, you know, the prices aren't bad. They're really, really reasonable. And, you know, they start wholesale at about $500 or $600 and go up to, you know, $1,200, $1,400 wholesale. But that is really good for 100% wool rug, and they are just stunning. Beautiful contemporary prints out there. So don't think that area rugs only have to be Indian or Asian or Southwestern, you know, or Native. They can be, and we do have them at Nurisan and other area rug places inside the World Market. But we also have modern and contemporary. So if you're thinking about doing your house and you want to use an art rug, and I call them art rugs because the rug can be the beginning of the interior design project or the room. You don't have to start with a sofa or a paint color. You could start with the rug and pull everything out of the rug. Mm-hmm. The paint color, the sofa color, right, Linda? The art.
Texture.
The texture. Everything can come out of the art on the floor. And when you do a beautiful art piece on the floor, I sometimes like to do like glass coffee tables with it because you can see the pattern through the glass. If you don't have children, you know, this is a good idea. With kids, it's a little tough to do glass because finger marking and, you know, scratching. But if you're an adult in an adult environment, glass is so pretty. And use coasters. I use coasters on my glass tables, and I've had them for years. Mm-hmm. So there's just so many beautiful ones. And I just want to encourage you to think about area rug. An area rug is art in your house.
Well, some of those are so gorgeous.
They
look like, from a distance, they look like they're those big round river stones.
Yes, they do.
Beautiful.
Some look like river rock. In fact, one of the ones I just sold to a client looks like river rock, mm-hmm, and showing the girls in the studio, and the pile is so luxurious.
Really?
You know, when you take your shoes off and you walk through that beautiful area rug. Now, there are people that, you know, I've put stone floors down for, or tile floors or wood floors, and they go, well, the floor's so beautiful, I don't want to cover it up with an area rug. Well, you're not really covering it up. You see so much of the tile in your house. But all you're doing is adding a little. That's why it's called area rug. It defines an area in front of your sofa and your chairs, under your coffee table. And it gives the room warmth. And it absorbs sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives
that's
the
true.
Room art and color and, you know, emotion. Because without it, it's just a cold, blank floor.
Mm-hmm.
And not that it's not beautiful on its own. It is.
Now, the material, oftentimes it's wool, right?
Yes, a lot of the time it's wool.
But what other
acrylics,
types of...
Acrylics,
okay.
Yeah.
And so what's the best way to clean those?
Well, wool is a natural product. So if you have everything... I have my wool rug steam cleaned twice a year.
Just steam cleaned.
Mm-hmm. And you could do that with acrylics, too.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going to hurt anything, really.
Good.
Wools, I'll tell you, red wine stains, what I've done is I keep a huge box of Morton salt in the house, and you just pour the salt on it, let the salt absorb all of the red wine color, and then vacuum it up.
As soon as it spills. Okay.
As soon as it spills, you should shoot it with Morton's.
Very good.
And put a paper towel over it while people are still there or something. But, you know... You're going to have accidents. You mm-hmm. can't help it. But don't try to rub it out.
Right.
You know, that's not a good
idea.
Okay. Yeah, but doing something like that is a good idea.
Well, if I get one of those rugs, I'm going to only serve white wine.
I think you should always serve white wine or drinks that are white or light.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I don't like to serve red wine for that reason. I agree with you.
Yes.
Or I keep them in the kitchen. Stay in the kitchen with your wine.
Yeah.
You know, really, it's true. But anyway, so talked about area rugs, and I brought in a lot of stuff to talk about. Is there a subject, Linda, you want to hit on today a little bit? You want to talk about your niece's wedding a little bit?
Oh, well...
this weekend?
Whenever I play for a wedding, in this case, a lot of times there's a piano at a reception area, but in this case it's going to be in a big, beautiful backyard in Green Valley, and so I'm going to take my keyboard and my two huge JBL speakers and put them on the patio and just experiment with the sound to make it right. And whenever I play for a wedding, the bride-to-be always has a song list of her favorite. So she gave me her favorite songs, and she's pretty untraditional. So she's going to have a princess-style, you know, below-the-knee dress, and she's wearing a pale cream color, and all of her bridesmaids are wearing black, but they're with the pale pink roses. So it's going to be very, very... relaxed and beautiful, and mm-hmm. and the music is just going to do it for her.
I love it.
And she's not going to use the traditional "Here Comes the Bride."
Mm-hmm. No, you don't have to.
Yeah, she just chose a song that she really likes, and we did it at a tempo that they can walk easily and comfortably mm-hmm. too. So it's going to be great, and I'm really excited about that.
You can use a beautiful piece of classical music to enter the wedding. You know, it's becoming more and more the thing that brides and grooms are really getting particular about what songs they want played at their weddings. They always have a song list that they enjoy, mm-hmm. and why shouldn't they have what they love on that day? You know,
some of the classical pieces, I'm using the voice on the keyboard of the harp. It sounds like I'm playing the harp when I'm playing Debussy.
Oh.
And it's just
beautiful,
or Bach. Really, really beautiful. And then the other day, this lady called me. She said, now, we're senior citizens, and we're going to have a wedding, but we're only going to have 50 people, and we want it to be very intimate and quiet, but we have to have music. So we decided that I'm going to play all 50s music, their favorite 50 songs. So
I love it.
So, you know. Yeah, I think the music just makes or breaks it.
That's way cool, isn't it?
Very cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool. It's getting close to lunchtime, so I'm going to talk about recipes for a minute. And then I want Linda to talk about this wonderful bulletin board idea of putting your favorite fashions up there from magazines and stuff, how you can do it. Okay. So anyway, I cooked again this week, and I had fun. And I made one recipe that I always make because it's like a tried and true recipe, and it's called spinach sausage quiche.
Yum.
And my mom gave me a book when she was alive many years ago called Brunch Cooking, and I thought, that's an odd book. I wonder why she gave me that. I don't know. So I'll start reading it.
Brunch
Cooking. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. And I started going through it, and I found this recipe, and I thought, I'm going to give it a roll. Well, the first time I made it a little too watery, and I don't like a really wet quiche.
No.
It's kind of soggy. So the second time I made it, I used less of the half and half and the eggs in it.
Okay.
And I'm going to post this on Facebook so you guys can. Got a lot of posting to do the next week of last week's show and this week's show. But I will post it, and I'll give you some tips on what little tiny changes I made. But it has Italian sweet sausage in it, Monterey Jack cheese, chopped spinach. And you don't have to use the fresh. You can use the frozen and just drain it, okay? And then it has a stuffing in it. And you can use a stuffing mix, but I make my own stuffing from that cottage white bread you can get at Smith's.
Okay.
And it really comes out better because I put the eggs in the stuffing and then all the Italian spices, and it just, it kicks. You know
what
good. I mean? With like a regular turkey stuffing that you buy in a box or, I don't know, it just doesn't have the same oomph that this does when you make your own stuffing. So I can kind of put a little blurb there about how I do my stuffing for it.
Good.
And the stuffing's great because if you have leftover, you can always put it with a chicken, roast chicken, or put a little brown gravy on it, and there you go. You got another meal. But
and a lot of times you can eliminate the liquid by squeezing all the water, like you said, out of the...
Squeeze all the water out
of the spinach.
Mm-hmm. You have to. I use a spoon and a strainer and just keep pressing down. But the one secret I found, I don't make my own pie crust for this particular recipe, but Marie Callender's deep dish pie crusts are like the best ones out there,
really?
I think. I mean, I've tried a lot of them. I don't know if you gentlemen and ladies out there have tried any of those prepared pie shells, but I'll tell you what, they're deep, and they use a really good protective plastic rim around them so they don't get damaged when they ship them to the grocery market. And I'll tell you what, the flavor of those is lovely.
I Great.
Mean, it's really, really good. And they also make a good pot pie.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Now
Sue
I'm getting hungry.
They do. Yeah, they are great. And, you know, of course you can use them for making fruit pies as well. But I really like the consistency of those. And I'm very happy with the quality. So, you know, just to tell you guys, if you're going to buy the prepared pie shells, that's a really good product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good, good.
And then Linda has a recipe there that,
okay.
From Giada that I brought to show her. And you might want to just talk about that one a little because it's
well,
tall. Yeah.
You've made this before, so I have more like questions for you. But Giada made a wonderful pumpkin ravioli with sage and toasted hazelnuts. And all those flavors go
Hard
together
to die
so
for.
Well. And you can buy the already prepared ravioli, pumpkin ravioli, at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's.
Right.
And then go from there. But here's my question.
Uh-huh.
How do you cook the ravioli without having it fall apart?
Well, you follow the directions on the package, and mm-hmm. then it just floats to the top when it's ready, pretty much. And you can test it with a fork. You know, if it feels like the pasta feels when you cook it, you know, like the edge of the ravioli.
Mm-hmm.
But they will give you cooking directions on the package.
Well, so, maybe I just didn't follow them closely enough because sometimes...
They're too mushy?
They fall apart.
Yeah. Sometimes one or two do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't think you can help that, but...
But they're
stuffed.
Wonderful when, like this one happy hour that I go to...
Mm-hmm.
They have mushroom ravioli to die for.
Gosh.
And that really nice gravy like you're talking about.
I love it.
Cooked to perfection.
Yeah, I love
that. I think they probably put it under the broiler, too, after.
Yeah, they might.
With some cheese on it. Anyway, okay, well, I'm going to practice because every recipe, you have to practice and practice.
You do. And, you know, the thing about recipes, I want to say, Linda, and I think you might agree with this, Yes. Let me just pass back on that subject of the ravioli being done. Use a scoop, like you take this stuff out of a fryer when you scoop your ravioli out of the pot, the boiling pan. So one of those big scoops, that might help too.
Okay.
Yeah, that probably is a good idea. So.
Well, I'm going to practice because I really do love ravioli.
Yeah. But the thing I wanted to say about making a recipe for the first time is that don't invite people over when you do it the first time. Because if it fails, you feel bad. You know, you're like, oh, gosh, you know, I wish I didn't do that when I had people sitting here waiting on a meal. But do it once or twice for yourself. And then, you know, if you have leftovers, freeze it or whatever. But try it alone. And then if you've mastered it, then, of course, it becomes one of your favorite things to cook, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The quiche sounds wonderful. And
oh, it is. It's
let's
so
have
good.
Brunch.
I know. It's time for brunch. And champagne is nice with that, or a salad with the quiche. Yeah, or mimosa is great. You know, anything like that, or a little Bloody Mary you can do, you know, with that, with a nice stalk of celery and a strip of bacon in it. The reason I say that.
Oh, that is very contemporary.
Isn't it? We went up to Boulder City, my cousin Marion and I, and I think she's listening today, so shout out to Marion. But anyway, I think we went up there and they put a slice of bacon in the Bloody Mary. I don't know if she remembers that, but it was weird. And I just went,
oh, it was weird?
Yeah, because like I wasn't expecting bacon in the Bloody Mary. I was like, okay.
No, it's a very contemporary thing in cooking.
I must be out of it.
You know why? Because they even use bacon with chocolate now.
Oh, that's true. So. Bacon flavored chocolate.
But no, I don't know. Let's just be traditional.
I think that's why there's a shortage of bacon. We keep putting it in everything now, and it's like, and the pigs are going, not in the Bloody Marys.
You don't need.
Right? It's so
just
funny.
Just keep it on the plate.
It's so funny. But anyway, this wonderful little bulletin board. Isn't this lovely?
Yeah, and, you know, I've seen this. I don't know if you want to mention all these names, but I've seen Pottery Barn, Williams-Sonoma, a bunch of different big companies selling these home office bulletin boards.
They're great.
And they're great to remind you of anything that you want to do, any creative idea you have, any color that you're in love with at the moment. And all it says is just a little paragraph. It says, tack it on, a burlap back and cute stitched on seahorses, for example, just for one example. Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's framed. So it looks seaside-y.
Yeah, you know? It's really pretty.
Makes this craft board almost chic enough to go bare. But you'll probably want to dress it up with notes to yourself, with photos, cards that you receive, and other beachy inspiration.
It's a great thing to do really any time of year. Mm-hmm. What I like to do is I'm going to put one up in my laundry room. I'm always collecting, you know, colors that I love, you know, great colors that I love. And this was in Coastal Living Magazine, October 2012, on page 14.
Love the magazine.
Isn't that the best magazine, Coastal Living? I love it. It's so refreshing. And, you know, because we're in the Southwest, I really feel that it's okay to do beachy things here.
Oh, I do too. You should see my house.
Yeah, right? Why not? I mean, we're almost oceanfront property, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Just 4 hours away. But, I mean, why not? I mean, we have the climate for very light, airy, beautiful things and blues, beautiful blues and whites and all the beachy colors, sea foams and, you know, citrusy colors. And
oh, they never go out of style for me.
They're beautiful.
And I have so many artifacts that are from the ocean. Mm-hmm. And the funniest thing I can tell you is that I looked for months and years. Every time I go to the coast, I was looking for the sea globes that are from Japan. Mm-hmm. And they hold the fishermen nets.
Oh, yeah. I know what you
weights.
Mean.
Hmm?
Yeah. Witch globes?
Okay, witch globes.
Are they? Okay, cool.
Okay, and so I looked and looked up and down the coast every time I visited, never found one for sale. And here I go to Boulder City to the antique store, and that's where I found it.
Isn't that funny?
It's wonderful because it is one of those that floated from Japan and up to maybe the coast of Northern California or Washington or Oregon
really?
Up there.
Wow.
That's where it came from.
So what are they used for?
When you have a big, huge fishing net,
right,
you tie each corner of the fishing net onto these floats,
right,
these big glass bulb floats,
right,
and that holds it in place for you.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's like an anchor almost.
Yeah, and they're little, you know, they were used extensively in the, you know, earlier centuries, not very much now.
Wow.
But they're very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, I love this bulletin board idea. I think, you know, when you get an idea for, like, you see a great blouse in a magazine or a great pair of shoes and you find a great paint chip or something, it's fun to put it on there in your laundry room and remind yourself, hey, you know what, when I go shopping next time, I'm going to look for a blouse that kind of is cut that way, or, you know, look for that color for earrings or a pair of shoes or whatever. I mean, it's really fun to just remind yourself of what makes you happy, mm-hmm. you know, some things that make you happy. It's
so much
thing,
fun. And the little mementos that you are reminded of, you know. Especially photos.
I know, and a great thank you card from a friend, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's one thing I wanted to talk about that was on my list today. Having special notes written by yourself to a friend or a relative. You know, I'll tell you something. I think the art of note writing should definitely never go away. And we should always buy beautiful stationery and write something wonderful to.
Absolutely.
Thank a friend for something great they did, or just to thank them for being your friend and saying, you know, I was thinking of you today and I just want you to know that, you know, this card.
I love it.
I do that all the time. I always send cards and I always think of a beautiful thing I could say to my friends because I don't want them to not know how I feel.
I know.
You know what I mean? We choose our friends very wisely and they're very special people to us. And I think it's important to just go ahead and write them a beautiful note and say, hey, I really care about you.
Did you get a birthday note from somebody?
I got one from you and it was beautiful. And it, you know, it kind of like opens up your heart.
I know.
And communication is, to me, it's just, you know, shoot me an email. Really? I mean, okay, it's okay. Shoot me an email. But you know, when you sit there and you actually take the time to say thank you so much for being here, you know, and supporting me, I think that's worth $1 million. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't buy that, you know?
Well, I try to be good about not saving a lot of stuff, but I always save letters.
Me too.
They're very meaningful to me, and I think someday maybe I'll use that letter to describe something in a short story because mm-hmm. I write. And I remember getting some letters that my grandmother had sent to her sisters when she was very young and just first married.
Yeah.
And she described, for example, very sad at that time, they lost infants and describing, you know, what happened. They didn't even know what really caused the death of the infant.
Aww.
But that's history right there,
it
you know.
Is.
And
it's
when
so much history.
My mom always writes me letters. I always send her letters or notes or cards.
It's great to do that.
And my sister and I do that too. So it's a wonderful thing to don't ever lose it, just like you say, because it's very, very important.
And it means a lot to your heart. Mm-hmm. You know, it just letters from the heart to mm-hmm. the heart, you know. I had saved a letter that my mom, who is now gone, had written to me many years ago. And I was feeling kind of down for a while. And she wrote me this most beautiful letter about the day I was born and how happy she was. And how I tell you, girl, I must have cried for a week over that letter. And then, you know, many years after she passed, I read it again and I cried for another week.
Oh.
Because it reminded me of how important I was to someone, the jewel of the family. And you don't even realize that when you get older. You go, you forget all that stuff. Mm-hmm, you forget mm-hmm. how important your birth was to your family.
A treasure.
And it is a treasure. And I know I should frame that. I really should, because it makes you feel good.
At least put it on your office bulletin board.
Yes, at least put that beautiful, wonderful thing on the bulletin board. Anyway, there are some other things too, Linda, we wanted to talk about today. Oh, you know what? You know how we had that conversation a few weeks ago about what makes the radio great and all the old shows that they mm-hmm. used to do on the radio?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'd love to, like, kind of, you know, do some investigating on what were some of those old shows, like The Shadow Knows and all that.
Okay.
And how sounds on the radio, like doors creaking and, you know, thunderstorms, how they created all that effect. And, you know, I think that is the most fascinating thing. And the thing I think I love about the radio, and I'll let you say something when I'm done with this one sentence, is that it makes your head work. It gives you your idea of a rainstorm is 100,000 times different than Sue's idea or my, you know what I'm saying?
It sparks your imagination. Yep, yes. That's it.
You
got
to go with that.
The most recent thing that I've heard on the radio that uses a sound man is a Prairie Home Companion.
I love it.
It's the best. Yeah. I don't even think it's on KNPR here right now, but all you have to do is go online, a Prairie Home Companion, and it's very, very, very entertaining and very funny.
Great? I know, and it's just so beautiful to hear, you know, to picture, like, what would that kitchen scene be like with these ladies cooking together, and what would that, you know, walk through the meadow be like, you know, with the birds singing, and mm-hmm. you hear the sound effects, and, you know, everything is so visual now, and I think in that world, many years ago, where people would sit in front of the radio because there was no television.
Together
and listen to these shows like they were right in the living room with the people living those lives. You know, it's so, soap operas were on the radio, which was, I mean, to me, like, amazing. Don't you think?
Yes.
I mean, how great that was.
Uh-huh. And
I wish we could bring some of that back. You know, so while you're in your car driving to work, you can hear the story about, you know, yada, 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 whatever that story is. And mm-hmm. and then you start your day with, wow, that was a great story. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. I can't wait till, you know, I hear the next episode of, you know, whatever the story was. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's so much fun.
Yeah, there's always a place there in our modern world for radio.
Yeah.
There's always a place in our high-tech world for letter writing. You
yes.
know, I absolutely agree with you.
They're all arts. And things that you and I, you know, because we're in the art world, we're so very aware of, mm-hmm. you know, that it should never go away. Because these are things that the computer, I believe, cannot replace.
No.
I mean, you know, even though we love the visual, but, you know, just to picture something on your own, what your dream is. You know, do you know how I put myself to sleep? I got to tell you, this is funny. Maybe you have a thing you do, too. But I dream of a mountain cabin. Like, I think about the big fluffy bed and the fireplace roaring and how, and it's on the lake and it has a walkway or a veranda all the way around, and I could go out there and listen to the birds and watch the ducks go across the water. I'm asleep in like 5 minutes because I've got the whole scenario placed in my head.
Well, I'm glad you told me about that because I was using a glass of wine.
Oh, really? It's so beautiful. You're welcome to my cabin.
Oh, well, I remember when you described that little place that you wanted to buy in...
Oh, yeah, in Frederick, Maryland.
Oh.
That's gorgeous.
I could picture that when you were speaking of it.
Oh, it is so stunning. It is so... If it's still there, I hope it is. But that was really great. Well, you know, the imagination can do... We can imagine anything we want to imagine. That's what's so great about being alive. You know, you have the capability of reading a book. That's what's so great about reading a book.
Oh, yes.
Because in your mind, it's different than a producer of a film would produce that film and mm-hmm. direct that film. Because, you know, remember when we watched that movie, Bridges of Madison County?
Yes.
Well, I read it first.
I cried my eyes out.
Didn't you? And
yep.
then when you see the movie, it's always different than what you pictured the people to look like. And
I love that.
The scenes. You know what I mean? Like, you have your own movie created in your head. You know?
Right. My sister, one day I called my sister and she goes, hello. And I go, honey, what's wrong? She goes, I'm reading The Bridges of Madison County. And so then a couple of weeks later, I borrowed the book. She calls me. I go, hello.
Yeah. Same story, different day, right? SSDD.
So funny.
I know. Well, you know what? We are getting close to the end of our show, Sue.
Where did the time go?
A minute left. Oh, my gosh. Well, we want to say thank you for listening. We love all you guys, and we love your support. And we love doing the show. Linda and I have a blast together.
Always.
And I want to always thank Sue, our soundboard, and our beautiful Linda Piana, our entertainer, to you know, helping us put the show together. So you're listening to Home Sweet Home at KLAV, 12:30 a.m. on your dial. And we will be excited to come back next week and share some more stories with you. Have a great week, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Doopy 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 doo.